WNST, Towson Baltimore and Baltimore Positive. It is 2023. We're into a new year, and we're going to be doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour all year long. We're going to begin the tour with my old friend from Highland Town out in White Marsh now, G&A Coney Island Hot Dog. Be doing that next Thursday in advance of wild card Raven playoff activities. This guy has had the busiest holiday of anybody. It's left me breathless. I have friends in Budapest. I have friends in Turkey. I have friends in Italy. I have friends all over the place. But I only really had one friend that went down to Atlanta into the dog pound, the new dog pound down in Atlanta for the Ohio State game with Georgia. And I did sit and watch it with my wife, and it got me all hungry for Chick-fil-A Saturday night at 10 p.m., and there's no Chick-fil-A on Sundays. Leonard Raskin joins us now of Raskin Global. He handles money in the American dream and lives a life good enough that his boy goes to Ohio State and is brokenhearted. I mean, you saw a classic, bro. I don't know what to say. You saw two classics. You went to the football game here Sunday night, too.
Absolutely. It was a wild weekend for the Raskin family, a Friday flight in the afternoon to the ATL, had a lovely Friday evening with some friends, as you said, friends all over, friends in Atlanta, went to a great steakhouse and gnawed some meat, which is always good.
You go to Buckhead? Where'd you go, man?
Right in Atlanta, just right in the heart of the city.
My wife and I went to a jazz bar there 3 years ago at the Super Bowl, whenever that Super Bowl was.
Yep.
We had a delicious, you know, Southern soul food.
Yeah.
You know, we did a Waffle House, a downtown Waffle House that's in another structure, which I had never done in my life. I'd never been in a Waffle House that was just not just a Waffle House. So I like Atlanta. I haven't been down there like since the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And I had some thoughts to go. But when you go down there for a college football game, and I know this because the Ravens played the Falcons that year of the Super Bowl, that the Super Bowl was there.
Yep.
And I was there the night of the SEC championship. So the SEC championship was Saturday night. Sunday, the Ravens played the Falcons. And I know how crazy the city can be.
It was nuts. It was a grand time. It was great. Like I said, great dinner Friday night. Saturday was the Peach Bowl parade. Our hotel, we were at
I never heard of such a thing. What is a Peach Bowl parade?
There's a parade before most of the big bowl games. So they have floats. They have high school bands from all over the country, and it wraps with the two bands, the marching bands from the Ohio State and Georgia.
Do you remember when the Peach Bowl used to be like what the Terps would get when they finished fifth in the ACC?
Right, right. Hey, not anymore. This is a national championship deal. So we're out on the street. We're standing watching the Peach Bowl parade and with the family, and the band starts marching up the street, and good, you know, great things. The director of the band, the director of the marching band knows obviously the boy because of the athletic band out at the university, came over, shook his hand, wished him a happy new year, was glad
to
see
him. What
is
your boy playing the band again?
Tenor sax.
All right, good.
So
he's got a future in a great, like, 80s cover band.
Some great jazz.
Good. Okay,
We watched the bands march by, and I was kind of interested to hear the Georgia fight song. Didn't realize that the whole town barks, but that's the way it goes.
They do that at kickoff, too.
I get it. We were there. So then Saturday night to the game. And look, a tough weekend for the Harbaugh boys. First, watch TCU light up Michigan, and that was
incredible, right?
That was an amazing game. We saw the first three quarters, well, half of the third quarter, and then we marched over through Olympic Park into the stadium. And
all Bulldogs fans, or did like Ohio State make a little
Ohio State
dent?
Traveled very well. At least
my
the third.
Wife and I are watching the game, and everybody's wearing red, and we're like,
"Yeah,
oh,
it was all
we
red.
Really, yeah,
it's all red, so you right. couldn't tell." But Ohio State was at least a third of the crowd. And vocal and carrying on, and the OH going around the bowl. It was beautiful. And up on the big ring, you know, inside the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So first of all, you had to get into the place, which was a horror. What a horrible place to get into between the security and the tickets. Just dreadful. Took over a half hour to get into the stadium. Crazy. They opened the doors for an 8 o'clock game at 6:30. What the heck is that about? Anyway, enough said. So
well,
we're
not selling enough beer inside. I guess, that's right.
And then they have this ring that is above the playing field, and it's a TV, giant TV. So they've got the Michigan TCU game.
You hadn't been there to the
Never
stadium?
Been there. Never
oh,
been
okay.
there.
All right. Cool.
So they got
okay.
the Michigan TCU game.
It's
up
an
on
amazing
the board.
stadium, right?
Beautiful. Beautiful.
You've been
Great
to
place.
Dallas, though, right?
Yes. Yes.
You've been to Vegas.
Yes.
Have
Not
you
yet.
been
Not
to
the new Vegas. Not the new
Have you
Vegas.
been to Minnesota yet?
No. No.
Okay.
I haven't
I mean,
seen these new.
these are the newer ones, and
Yeah.
they're all
Yeah.
yeah.
So the ATL was beautiful. They had the game up on the TV, so we got to watch Team Up North lose to TCU, which was fantastic.
God, everybody in Ohio State loves that, right?
Absolutely.
Watching Harbaugh
Absolutely.
lose, right?
Nothing.
Watching
Only
Michigan
thing
lose.
better than watching them lose is Ohio State win. But the only thing, you know, next to the Ohio State win is that Team Up North losing. So they lost, and then the place was crazy. The band was out. They dotted the I. Everything was fantastic. They kick off, and what a game. Man, was that a great game. And it was everything you'd want. C.J. Stroud, the kid, put on a show. He was striking every pass until they knocked out Marvin Harrison, and he was just on fire. And then third quarter, good game. Fourth quarter, amazing. And that kid from Georgia. Kid, the kid is older than Lamar Jackson. Stetson Bennett. What's he like, a 10-year starter at Georgia?
So my wife and I don't watch a lot of college football in since the plague, right?
Right.
So we flew in, right? We flew in. It's Saturday night. We haven't been together in a month. We're got the cats all cuddled up watching some football and, you know, digging it and whatever. And it's like, first things first, what percentage of the country knew Horned Frogs? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I don't,
very little.
Very few people know Horned Frogs.
And less people even knew what TCU stands for.
we actually commented on all the red, and we commented on the stadium in Atlanta. And the blah, 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 blah. But then the quarterback's name comes up, and his name is Stetson. And
Stetson
she's like,
Bennett.
She's like, Stetson Bennett? What kind of name is Stetson Bennett?
You know,
I mean, and I said, well, he was playing last year too, as I remember.
Yeah,
right? But
he won.
But he is like 28 or something,
he's,
right?
He's 25. He's a sixth year. I guess he's a grad student. I don't know. You could redshirt, and then with a COVID year, you get an extra year. And so he's still playing. And
Men amongst boys.
He was a man amongst boys.
Well, he'll be playing again next Monday night.
And he'll be playing on Sunday somewhere, probably. Although he could be that Tebow kid that, you know, had a great college career but doesn't translate. I don't know. But he's got an eye for the game. He knows what's going on. He's really strong. And everybody there that was around us, Ohio State fans all around us, you know, nobody was confident that win was in the bag ever. And sure enough, you know, Kirby Smart. I don't know what was going on, but I'm so we're in the stands. You'll appreciate this. We're in the stands. I have my wife can verify this statement. Fourth and one and a half, fourth quarter, put the game away. They're ready. They got a punt. We're on our own 28-yard line. And I said, this would be a great time for a fake. Great time for a fake. They snap it to the up back. He gets 4 yards. And the refs blow the whistle that Kirby got a timeout before the snap. Ah, devastating. Devastating. They punt. Georgia gets the ball on the 10, throws a 90-yard bomb. The cornerback falls down, and they're down by 5.
You'll
and
never forget the game, though. I mean, your kid
stunning.
Being a student there.
He's screaming his head off. We had a ball.
I ask you this all the time because, I mean, I did ask you 2 weeks ago about your boy going to Ohio State and
yeah.
the band and his history back, like all of that. You want to go to college and get an education. You know,
yeah.
He's not
going
to make it in the NFL, your son, right? So he's not going to get Lamar's contract, right?
And he's
so,
not going to make it at the Ravens band for $1,000 a season.
Fair enough, right. But the notion that you would, as – forget the Thornton Mellon and the back-to-school references and all that and what you invested.
But
these are the extracurricular things that you can't get, no offense, at Towson or Loyola or at a place where this sort of thing doesn't happen. And
you could be at Maryland. You could be at Maryland, go to the mayonnaise bowl, watch your coach get dumped with 5 gallons of mayonnaise.
I like Loxley a lot, man.
Nothing
really
dumber than that. Nothing dumber.
I don't get it. They try to make these institutions all serious, and then that was the outcome. And
yeah,
I'm like,
Duke's Mayo Bowl. Hey, they won. At least they
upper
won.
Upper deck's empty.
Ridiculous.
Games,
ridiculous.
Like what you went to.
It was amazing.
Your tickets. You said you sat with Ohio State. I was wondering about this.
Not,
you get your tickets through the university and your kids
going
there.
I tried, but they oversold their allotment, so I had to get them the old-fashioned way through the Ticketmaster StubHub route, which I did. And I will tell you the Ohio State fans traveled really well. Like I said, at least a third in the building Saturday night, at least.
But
And
it looks like the tickets are structured with the universities where, like, you're in the section. We always say, we're in the spank section, is what they
no,
say in the
near.
South,
So
you know?
the bands were in opposite corners, and the two sections next to the band were tickets for family and player families and all that. And they, like I said, they're in the corner of the end zone. We were on the 40. So,
Right.
but
Okay.
we were a lot of people, a lot of Ohio State people clearly bought tickets because it was pretty packed. It
It was a
was
Georgia
really
home game.
strong.
You know, I
It
mean,
was a
obviously,
Georgia
right?
home game. The good thing was I got to give them credit. The stadium did not play it as that. The stadium played both teams. Both fight songs were out there. Both the locomotive horn went off when both teams scored. The ring lit up. Everything was as equal as could be from the stadium, officially. The
Right. Well, that's the way
crowd,
the bowl games end, the Super Bowls that way.
that's what I'm
Neutral
saying.
site,
But the
neutral site. Yeah.
crowd was clearly overwhelming Georgia home game and loud and crazy. The thing is, both offenses had it tough, man. It was loud for both offenses. There was no quiet when Georgia had the ball. There wasn't the drop of quiet when Ohio State had the ball. It was intense. It was crazy. It was great. And that poor kid, Ruggles, I don't get sometimes play calling. I'm not a coach, so let's face it, I don't know what they're doing, but CJ Stroud gets him down to the 30-ish, first down, two timeouts. Then they throw the ball twice and run it once and have to kick the field goal from 50 instead of what had been working, which was throwing to the tight ends, throwing. I mean, they couldn't cover the corners of Georgia just couldn't cover the wideouts, and they didn't make any good plays on that last series. They left the kid out there 50-yard line. I'm looking at my phone because that's where I have my clock. I don't wear a watch. And sure enough, I imagine they showed it on TV. I'm not sure, but they lined up for that field goal, kicked the 50-yarder wide left. It reminded me of an old Miami, Florida State game back in the day, and kicked it wide left, and that ball literally hit the ground at midnight,
I
2023.
watched the yeah. I mean that was the amazing part. Leonard
To the
Raskin is here.
second.
Leonard was down in Atlanta for the Peach Bowl as and all the proceedings with his boy goes to Ohio State. You can of course find Leonard at RaskinGlobal.com into the new year, and we'll get to tax strategies and new year and money and the American dream. But right now, I mean, were you headed to Vegas? Had they won?
It was SoFi. SoFi.
SoFi. My bad. That's
Look,
what that's what I meant.
so I probably jinxed them because third quarter I got Ticketmaster and StubHub up looking for tickets. I got the airlines up on the phone for airfare. So we were set. If they won this game, we were going to Cali.
When Ohio State scored the first couple touchdowns and were up big early, I was going to text you and I thought, he's at the game. He doesn't need to be
It's
looking at
all
the
right.
phone, dealing with me.
I'm all over.
You know, I didn't want to mess with that.
I got people texting me from all over the place.
That's what I figured. You got enough guy.
I got a guy I work with who's a FedEx pilot. He's texting me from Dubai.
So let
Middle of
me.
the night, from Dubai. He's an Ohio State crazy fan. He's texting me from Dubai. Dude, long game ahead. Don't get ahead of ourselves. And people from Texas, te people I was getting text lit up from I was getting lit up from upstairs, friends that were in the upper stands.
So full disclosure, I've had my buddy Bernard Bikini on from Cleveland. He was my producer 20 years ago, Nasty Nationwide. We've been friends forever. The Ravens play the Steelers twice a year. Now he is off the NFL. He's pissed at the Browns. He's pissed at football. He's a disgruntled former guy like me dealing with these players and sort of had enough, right? He's out in Cleveland with his dog and his wife living his good life, and he watches the Browns. He didn't live and die. But he lived and died sports the first 45 years of his life, right? And every game when the Browns would play, no matter whether the Ravens would win or the Browns would, he would wind up texting me. I'm like, dude, I'm in the locker room. Leave me alone. Just leave me alone. So, I mean, so a lot of folks don't bother me on game day. So I am cognizant that when you're in the stadium, you're taking pictures, you're worrying about defensive subs, your kids having a good time, somebody's spilling a beer on you. I just didn't want to be that guy
No, it was
texting
okay.
you
We
because I've
were
been the guy on the other end of
rocking
that.
the
And I'm
game,
like,
and I'll tell you, man,
don't text me during the game. Just, I love you. You're my sponsor. You're my friend. You handle my money.
We're busy.
Don't bother me
We're
during the
busy
game. People know. They don't. I don't get texts during the games ever.
As well as Ohio State played, and when that kick dropped south, well, drop west, I guess, left. It was amazing to me as we left the stadium.
And it's a new year.
It's a new year. It didn't even matter. I'm telling you, man, that place held about 75. There were about 25 to 30,000 silent zombies walking the streets of Atlanta. You could have heard a pin drop in that city after the game, except an occasional Georgia fan who was out on the street who either didn't go to the game or for some reason didn't stick around for the trophy presentation. The Ohio State fans walking back through the city. It was zombie-like.
I go to the Super Bowl every year.
It was horrible.
So every single year I walk out of the building and I see people celebrating a championship people who flew halfway across the country and spent $15,000 to do it.
Yep.
And they're like, that was, you know,
it was dreadful. Then we got back to the hotel, and of course I have to watch a little Sports Center and hear some follow-up and just some commentary. And it was stunning. And 2 o'clock to sleep, 4 o'clock to wake, fly home on a 7 o'clock jet, land at 9:15.
Because you thought the Ravens had to play
1 o'clock game, yes. Came home, had some brunch with the family. It's tradition. We do a New Year's Day brunch. So we had New Year's Day brunch with the family, came home, went to sleep for 3 hours, set an alarm, got up. No tailgating on Sunday for the Raskin family.
You haven't shaved. You haven't tailgated. I mean, your voice is very.
Still
I got
fighting,
up at 6 a.m. and
fighting.
Flew out of Hartsfield and had to deal with all that. Right?
Yes, and struggled. Just drove right down to the stadium. Parked the car Sunday night. Walked into the stadium about half hour ish before kickoff. I did enjoy. I had not been to a night game at M&T since they did the whole new
light
show.
Right, the hockey effect is what I
call it. And they give you these little bracelets that are, I guess, light. They're lights on the bracelet. They're programmed to the tunes that they play in the stadium with the lights off. Beautiful, beautiful party. Beautiful party. But I'll tell you, Sunday night, this time, for some reason, I don't know if it was Lamar not being there. I don't know what it was. The atmosphere, the intensity, the crowd, it just didn't feel Ravens
really?
Steelers.
Really?
It was on TV, it played like,
and more than that, look, I follow who might be in my seats, right? I mean,
those seats
were my seats for 26 years. Somebody else wearing a Jack Lambert jersey was probably sitting in it.
Yeah, I got it.
As long as he wasn't wearing one of those jailbird Steeler things, the awful ones they were, Ryan Clark.
The Bumblebee,
right. So I would just say I follow how much tickets are. Ticket prices went through the roof in the last hour, which is very unusual on a Sunday night. And I thought, oh, everybody's off Monday. It's almost like a Saturday night game.
Steeler fans.
And the Steeler fans took the tickets and bought them.
I mean, it was great. It was great when they were playing the tunes. And when the lights were off and all that craziness was going on. But during the game itself, they had the big screen was going a lot.
How many Steelers fans were there? Like when they won the game, what was the percentage of people?
20%, maybe. 15, 20%.
Okay. Yeah. I figured there were 10,000 Steeler fans.
That's probably about right. And they're crazy. You know, they had their jacket on the whole game and then they took them off at the end.
And their towels, the yellow towels.
Yeah, all the crazy, you know, go wipe your tears towels. Anyway. Wow, what a crazy game. Another one. Here we are. We can barely kick a field goal. We can't get 10 yards. Fourth quarter comes. You got this game in the bag. I think we were up by 10, weren't we?
We were up 10 at one point. Yes,
right,
they did
right.
blow
another,
a double-digit lead. That's
another
correct. It was 13-3.
Lead.
Yes.
Another 10-point lead gone. As I remember, it was it Hill, right? Hill runs the ball back to the 40-yard line on a kickoff.
And they can't
and
get
you
a point
go
out of it.
Negative 3 yards.
Yeah.
40-yard line in Steelers territory. And you can't get a first down. And I don't know who's making the play calls on that series, but my I can't imagine that they're so scared. They seem so scared that Huntley would throw an interception that they didn't let him play the game. I don't understand. Again, not a coach. We can talk. Same thing with Ohio State. I'm not a coach, but I don't understand not throwing that ball out of a 10-man front. Pittsburgh
Well, the
had
defense has
Minkah.
to finish the game there too. I
Pittsburgh, well,
mean,
yeah, but Pittsburgh had Minkah Fitzpatrick back in the middle and 10 guys at the line, and we ran up the middle. What the heck are they doing? You're not going to break that. You got 10 guys. You got TJ Watt coming around the outside, blowing up every play, and you got 10 guys in the box, and you're trying to run.
well, they always feel like they can run the ball. They
Yeah,
have the
well,
confidence to think they can.
that's great. Pittsburgh had three timeouts, and they thought we couldn't, and they were right.
Leonard,
We
they're
had,
just not a very good football team right now.
you're
And they're
right. You're
certainly
right. We had first down
with this kid
twice.
as their quarterback, the backup quarterback. I said to Luke that they would be a 3-14 team if they had a
Yeah.
regular
Oh, yeah.
schedule. I
Oh,
mean, I
yeah.
don't know how many teams they would beat as comprised, especially without Calais Campbell, without Marcus Peters on the back end,
Right.
Brandon Stevens running around
Right.
back there. He got
You're
injured.
missing people. It was tough, tough, tough. And so it just looked bad. First down on your own 40, first down on their 40, and you punt twice, and two series that you lose the game on. And then, well, the last series, let's face it, the last series, they gave up what? A 30-yard pass, a 25-yard pass, and a 10-yard pass, and over. How in the heck do you give up 80 yards, 90 yards? I mean, the kid punted it down to the
Well,
10.
you don't get pressure on the quarterback too. That's another part
Oh,
of
he
this
had
too.
all day. He
Yeah.
had all day. They sacked him once, I think. He had all day back there. And it was
You know
just
what I liked
ugly.
about the
It was
quarterback? I don't
ugly.
know anything about Kenny Pickett. I was up in Latrobe with the Steelers back in August at their training camp, and those guys were all throwing it around. And at that point, it was Mitch Trubisky who was out
Yeah.
there, and I didn't
We could
talk to any
only
of the
hoped
players.
it was Trubisky.
I was on the field and they were all just doing their thing and I was just on the sidelines and I didn't even have a scorecard. I didn't even know who number 29 was or whatever. I wasn't working in that
Yeah,
way up there. I was on the crab cake tour,
right.
but the Pickett guy, I don't know anything about him. I've never heard his voice. I've never heard him speak. But after the game, Melissa Stark of Baltimore, by the
Yep,
way,
yep.
had Najee Harris and had Pickett on. Pickett, the minute he starts talking, he talks like Joe Flacco. He's from New Jersey.
Ah.
He has Flacco's cadence,
Yep.
Flacco's inflection. It's wild to sit there and see Ryan Pickett speak with Joe Flacco's voice.
Yeah, I
And I
didn't see
thought,
it,
oh,
obviously.
wow, that's weird, but they are a
I'll
different
tell you
version of
what.
the Steelers than we've
Yeah.
seen before.
Yep.
And I don't know if they're going to make the
Najee.
playoffs next week or not. And I'm not even worried about that.
Right.
I am worried about, can the Ravens win a football game next week? Not Cincinnati, forget that. Whatever the stakes are, any of that. Is
Well,
Lamar Jackson going to be upright next weekend and ready to win a football game in this league against a playoff team, whatever playoff team that is? Chargers, Jaguars, Bengals, whoever
the
it is.
only hope, yeah, I think you got a great point, but I think if Lamar is operational and it's the Jags or the Chargers, offensively, I think you got a shot. The defense, I can't believe how ragged they still look. I mean, it's terrible. And I think what's his name there in the other hair boy. We've got two hair boys. You got
Hair.
not San Diego. Yeah, LA. Who's their quarterback? LA.
Herbert.
Herbert. You got
Yeah.
Herbert and you got the Jags. You got
Oh, okay. Trevor
two
Lawrence.
boys with the
Yes.
flow. They got the
Like
flow
me.
going.
You want me to get my flow
Right,
out?
there you go.
All right.
You got two boys playing with the flow, and I don't know that the defense can stop the flow.
Well, maybe I should get in and like start quarterbacking the Jaguars or
There you
something, you
go.
know?
You quarterback the Ravens. You could bring out the flow.
I got
Maybe
the
they'd
flow.
hire you. Maybe they'd hire you for that.
Well, I was gonna cut it off, but my wife found me a brand new thing of wax for my hair, so I'm keeping the hair a couple more months. We've decided. Leonard Raskin is here. He is Raskin Global. Tell everybody about starting a new year. I mean, I've asked a lot of folks about resolutions or what they're into that's not Ohio State or Raven related football or even the Caps and where you are right now or how the Orioles. I saw somebody said 2023, the year the Orioles win the World Series, and I
Oh
thought
yeah.
that's a nice thought on
It's a
January
good, well,
1st, you know?
if you're in Vegas, you could put a point on that and maybe win a couple doubloons like TCU. TCU 200-1 preseason. 200-1. They could pull it out. They could pull it out.
As Tug McGraw once said, you got to believe. You got to believe,
it.
Right?
So you're saying we got a chance.
Well, the Ravens have a chance for sure.
They do. They
absolutely
do. Look, they're in the tournament already. You got a Bengals game that you got to play. I think Lamar has got to be out there for the Bengals because he's got to have a preseason practice. He's got to have
enough.
A practice. I don't think you walk into the playoffs and play well against anybody. You got to have at least another game before the playoffs. So playoffs. So
you're mentioning the Jaguars, the Chargers, the Bengals. All I mean, my God, it could be Kansas City or Buffalo at this point.
Then
right?
It's over.
Right. Well, I mean, if it's over, then it's over. If you think they can't win, if you can't beat all of them.
I think they could win.
I don't
say
what's the point of going and playing.
No,
but
you
I'm saying
play.
the level of confidence that, well, I mean, Mahomes could get sick that week. I mean, who knows?
That's
right.
That's right. You could hit a guy good at any given Sunday. Look, it can happen, but we know that the road is tough and the teams are good and you're not going to win scoring 15 points.
Right.
The offense has to show up, and that means you got to have some vertical threat. And team puts 10 men in the box, and you can't pass out of it. You ain't winning.
But if you get in the red zone three times during the game, during the whole game, and you score touchdowns all three times, you got 21 right off the bat.
You got a chance. You got a chance. Right. But when you score three field goals, God bless Tucker. But when you're hitting field goals, you're
not
hitting touchdowns.
That's how you finish with 15. Right.
That's
exactly.
How you get 15. So touchdowns are at a premium, and you got to get them. And, man, Mark Andrews is only one guy. You can't throw to him every play. They know you're throwing to him. Although I will say it was nice to see Sunday night Likely got a little touchdown. That was good.
And we've been waiting all year for that, right? Like
right.
That preseason touch. Leonard, any wisdom to start the year for anybody? Just other than just have a good time, take care of yourself, be healthy.
Yeah, take a good assessment from a financial standpoint. Look at your budget. Sit down, look at your cash flow, say, am I saving enough for my future hopes and dreams? And am I protected well enough that if something happens, I don't lose my future hopes and dreams? The market will take you there, but you got to put money in it first. You got to be saving enough and you got to protect yourself. So you make sure your dreams happen no matter what. And you make sure that if what you hope happens, that you've planned properly, you've put away enough money to have the wealth you want for that good long-term future, and you can enjoy the Ravens in the playoffs and TCU Georgia in the National Football Final.
Yeah, you know, it's a good football week. And the one thing about football and sitting around here all year and not flying places other than going to Pittsburgh a couple weeks ago and watching all this and watching vicariously as you're in Atlanta and other friends of mine were in Tampa 6 weeks ago or New Orleans or any of these places that I haven't gone, but I've been a million times and I know the route to all of that. It's just we always miss football when it's gone. You know what
Absolutely.
I mean?
Absolutely.
We got five or six weekends left and then all of a sudden, like, it's gone. So enjoy.
And it's Ovechkin. It's Ovechkin on to 894.
And March Madness and like a
sure.
Things. But there's only one football season, right?
Yeah, right.
And I think that's the hard part is for most of us looking at this and we're in the playoffs. Like I wrote last week, it's weird. We're in the playoffs, but we really have a chance of winning the Super Bowl. I am very, very doubtful at this point. I think they're a little doubtful as well. Leonard Raskin's not doubtful about your ability to build a better future, save your money, take good advice. You can find him out at RaskinGlobal.com. We talk about it all the time. And, of course, Leonard's out on the front of Baltimore Positive as well. I'm going to let you rest up, get a razor blade, get the year off to the right start, get
Amen.
The leftovers put away, do all of that. We'll all be ready for the Ravens and the Bengals this weekend. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. Happy New Year to everyone out there. We never stop talking Baltimore Positive.